You know, we made some bad decisions. We tried some things we shouldn't be, you know, shouldn't be trying. And but again, we got to the free throw line against a team that these guys are always one of the best in the league at turning the ball. I mean, they had 11 tonight. We had 13, which is our low. So I mean, so many things were really positive, but the first quarter was so negative. We didn't compete. It took us a couple minutes to get going against Utah to match their aggressiveness. It took us basically almost the entire quarter to match Detroit's aggressiveness. From that point on, we were fine, but it's a big hole, and they executed, I think, better than we did in the last 3 minutes.
How important was their ball movement? They took a couple quick shots early in the fourth, flip calls time out, and they come out, and then they move the ball, they hit two quick threes.
Yeah, they did a good job. We went to man one time by mistake. We had a couple of big mental mistakes that we just, you know, it's just something we got to work on. We got guys playing maybe in end game situations or in situations they're not used to. But I mean, we switched to man the one time, and we were in man, and we leave Rashid, which is obviously a big mistake. And then we had a call at the other end that. We didn't get people where they were supposed to, and it resulted in a turnover. I mean, those are the things. Sometimes you can't see them, but you know, our guys understand. Those are the things we have to improve on, and what we'll keep, you know, saying a great effort wasted after the game, and you know, against one of the better teams in the league. But it comes down the same.
Coach, you embraced Rashid during the game. I know you go back to Portland with him. Can you talk a little bit about him as a player defensively?
He's a complete player. I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, so much is always talked about with Rashid relative to the technicals and relative to, you know, off the floor stuff. I loved him when I had him when he was young. People don't realize what a good defensive player he is. Obviously, he's a good rebounder. He can post up inside. He's a three-point shooter, and he's a money player. He makes plays when games are on the line. I love his enthusiasm. He's always been I had him a long time ago, but he was a very good practice player. And you know, sitting on the other bench, he's a guy I've always liked a lot. Now it's, you know, I can't speak for his coaches, but I'm not being smart. I'm saying I don't want to be one saying, but I mean, the guy was a very good player for me, and I always enjoy seeing him.
McDaniels gave you guys fits today, especially in the offensive boards. You talk about his game and just kind of why he's so tough to match up with.
Well, he's like Kurt Thomas. He's a veteran player that understands how to play. He's a big who can stretch you because he can shoot the ball. You got to go out and play. You got to go out and play him. And their team is so well put together. When you have guys like they can score at all five positions. So Antonio, you know, not that he's forgotten, somebody's always forgotten on every play. Like you worry about Sheed doing this, or you worry about Chauncey, or you worry about Rip, and all of a sudden you turn your head or you go to help, and here comes Antonio making you pay for it. So he's just he's a very opportunistic player. He's a very smart player, and again, their system is very well constructed. It's they tax you as much as anybody in the league. I mean, that lineup, those five starters, they're pretty good at every position. So they're very difficult to defend. I was really encouraged by, I mean, Kurt, for somebody that's missed a week, I mean, you see the difference when we get a man on the floor and somebody that knows how to play and somebody that can make and take big shots. You know, a healthy Kurt Thomas is really going to go a long way with us.
How much do you attribute the slow start to the lineup change?
I don't know. I don't think anything at all. I thought Luke played well. I wasn't like Chauncey was lighting us up earlier or anything like that. We didn't match. Took us 12 minutes to get going. So I don't think at all. I think that we played a lot of good minutes. Unfortunately, we played 12, pretty close to bad one, horrible one. So just too big a hole against too good a team.
Getting that big of a deficit against the team as experienced and savvy as them, is that kind of one of those things where it's hard to do, especially in some of the late games?
Well, it's hard to do, but we got back to where we needed to get. I mean, you know, there weren't a lot of people that when we were down 23 that thought the game was going to be tied with a minute to go or 2 minutes to go, whatever it was. But our guys play hard. The one thing that we've been doing all year is really compete. And I thought our defense in the second half was very good. We needed to come up with a few more defensive rebounds, and we needed to make some better decisions on the other end, particularly, you know, down the stretch. So we'll keep working at it. And when we've got to play a bigger chunk of the 48 minutes than we're playing. Tonight we played probably 36 real good ones, but the 12 that we played were so poor that it was hard to come back from.
How concerned are you about Robert, him leaving the game third quarter? I mean, is it just a regular flare-up, or is there anything more, I guess, to him?
No idea.
So they come down to having veterans in at the end of the game in order to execute a little better?
It comes down to that, or it comes down to a group being together for a while and going through it and a